Note that I missed there, in case you all, I know some of you can read and you saw that, but I'll try to keep dropping it down, but let's sing both verses, and you can add some parts if you're braver. Just jump right on in there. Try her again. You're going to teach me this song yet, okay? So just keep it up. We'll keep trying it out, and let's go with the one right across the page, 226.
I hear you. Let's bow together. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to gather here today, Lord. We ask you to bless us as we continue with this worship service. Help us to focus our hearts and minds on you, Lord. And remember these songs were written to praise you and to worship you. And the words that were Mike's going to share with us later, or whoever the speaker is, we know they come from you, Lord. Help us to take them into our hearts and our minds. Help us to share them with others that they may come to know you and come to love you as we do. Thank you again for this opportunity. Ask your blessing upon us always as we continue to serve you here at 36th Street. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bright
gives our Father's mercy from his life house.
Let's do 665. 665.
Hear my cry.
125. 125.
Have you a heart that's First verse, just first verse. Praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now one of us. Hallelujah, thy glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy glory, revive us again.
About 733, right across the page. Y'all know it? You do it? Okay. Maybe. It's the same tune as on 705, so we'll do this one, then we'll do that one. How's that? We'll do the first verse, and then we'll go do the first verse of the other. Did you know 705? No 705? Well, let's tell you what, let's do 705 first then. How's that? That way you'll get the tune in your mind. 705. Everybody knows it now, right?
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chases and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets.
About 731. Know that one? Do that one? Okay. We'll try it. Okay. About 666. We were almost there a little bit ago. Try to keep a list of what we've done and what we haven't done. And this wasn't on the done list. And we ought to be able to do it then. If it goes any shorter, we'll kneel and sing. How's that? 666. Y'all know this one? Anybody know this one? Oh, you do this one? Yeah. You did it last time? Uh-oh. So much for my list. Well, let's try it one more time. I don't remember it soon. Mighty hand of God is. Sunday, and there were Boy Scouts in church this morning, and I was trying to make the scout sign. I can't do that anymore either. So, this is three.
Thank you.
866. 866. You all sing that here? Okay. Then if we mess up, it's my fault, right? Okay. I've never led this before. This is my first time. I will
hope on the Lord.
Sorry to say that we'll have to try 666 again because I never did find it on my list from last time. So. But you all did well with it. But 915. Do that one. This is a fairly easy one. It's easy because there's only two verses. How's that? If you would just try singing the lead part, we'll go through it a couple times, and then we'll try to do the parts on it. Oh, come on,
Christians, be committed to the service.
Learning, worth trying again? I think it is. It's got a good thought to it.
Oh, come on, Christians, be committed to the service of the Lord. Make your lives, Lord, important to your hearts with one accord. Come into this worship madness.
Do this one? Doesn't make any difference, we'll try it anyway. How's that? Again, we'll go through the first verse a couple times, and then we'll do the last verse. So bad. How about 510? I think everybody knows this one as it's written, but as Larry Brown would say, we're going to do this one a little different. Sorry, sad, bad joke. When we get down to the chorus where it sings, we will rest. Once the sopranos to sing it first, we will rest. They'll hold. Then the next part will come in will be the altos. They'll sing, we will rest. Then the next part will be the tenors, we will rest. And the fourth part will be the basses. Everybody's going to take a turn coming in and resting. Then we get through there. We're going to get down to the next line, where it says, sing the song. We're going to do the same thing there. Sopranos will sing the song first, followed by the altos, tenors, and basses. It takes a while to get used to doing it that way, but this is just something different. Just adds something different to the song. If I don't forget, we'll be okay. That's the main thing. Try it again that way. We'll do the first and last. You did pretty good.
On Jordan stormy banks I stand and pass a wishful eye. Who came to fair and happy land where my possessions lie. Sing the song.
Do this one. Let
every mountain, every hill be formed in joyous ways. Let all the trees join hands and sing the Master's Redeemer's praise. Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord. His mercy of everlasting, rejoice in the Lord. Let every mountain, every hill be formed in joyous ways. Let all the trees join hands and sing the Master's Redeemer's praise. Rejoice.
Do 590. It'll be Mike's turn after this one, I guess. Do you have a song of encouragement for him? Okay. 590. Pilgrim. John Rocco, just a quick update on him. He's doing a lot better. At least I thought he was yesterday when he's up. He's able to get up and move around some by himself. He's talking a lot better. He's still having some issues with his left side and some of his speech, but he's doing therapy about 3 to 4 times a week. So keep praying for him. And if you'd like to call and chat with him or text him, he can always do that. But if he's slow to talk and he's texting pretty garbled, that means he's not had a very good day, but he'd still like to hear from you anyway. So thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
488-7041.
There you go. There's a number.
Forty-seven. We'll sing 47 as the invitation song in just a moment. It's always been fun to hear what children say, and I ran across this little prayer of a little boy. Here's his prayer. Dear Jesus, I'm so sorry I made a mess in my room today. And then he added, but I sure had fun doing it. It's really quite interesting because some folks make a mess of their lives, and sometimes they claim to repent, but really they had too much fun doing it, and so they really don't get around to repenting. The word repent is an interesting word. The word in Greek means literally to change one's mind, but the Hebrew word behind it is a word that means to turn, to change direction. And it really is a change of direction. We've often heard folks talk about those sort of five steps of salvation: hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And we kind of make it something you do and then you're done with it. But in reality, confession and repentance are lifelong events. There's something that you're always doing as you strive to be the kind of person God would have you to be. It's really quite interesting. If you're reading along in Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist goes to the wilderness and you hear his message. Here's his message. It's really simple. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you go one chapter later and Jesus now began to preach. And his message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so it's really a call for repentance. We are called to be a people who repent. We feel sorry for our sin, but it's more than feeling sorry. It is we're doing our best to change directions. I've messed up, but I really want to fix that mess. I don't want to do that mess anymore. And so that's what we're really called to do. We're going to sing the song that we've announced as the invitation song. If there are folks who need to respond to the invitation to confess Jesus as Lord, to be repent of sins, to be buried in baptism, we'd be happy to do that with you. Perhaps there are others who need prayers. If you need to come, we'd bid you to do so as we stand and as we sing.
Art thou weary? Art thou weary?